Hello. You are listening to the Grieving Parents Sharing Hope podcast. We are here to walk with parents on their unwanted journey of child loss, guiding them to a place of hope, light, and purpose, not in spite of their child's death, but as a way to honor his or her life. And now, here is your host, author, speaker, and bereaved parent, Laura Deal.
Hi. As always, thank you for joining me today. Now, for the next couple of weeks, you're going to be listening to something I recorded quite a while back. Now, this is not from the podcast archives. This is from somewhere else. And I'm doing this for two reasons. One is that with the busyness of the holidays, we here needed a bit of a break, but I didn't want to not have anything out there for you. And the second reason I will share with you later. Now, I know that joy is not a topic that can be easily talked about after the death of our child. I hesitated to have this be the recording to let you listen in on, but it's the one that kept coming up and showing up as I was trying to figure this out and praying about it. So I'm just going to trust God that this is a message of hope that many of you need to hear right now. So here it is. My prayer is that by now you have not only planted the seed of hope firmly in the soil of your heart, but you have found ways to nurture it to start growing, because I know that the seed of hope in you has the potential to bear massive fruit, and joy is one of those fruits. It is completely possible to go from hope to a place of joy. Not only is it possible, but it is God's desire for us. I'm not saying it's easy. And we both know everything in this journey is a process. So just keep taking one painful step at a time, no matter how tiny that step is or how many steps you feel like you've taken backwards. Joy is not some euphoric happiness. Happiness is based on outward circumstances and can go away if those circumstances change. Joy is based on a constant inner knowing of the truth. Beyond the outward circumstances. It's an underlying belief and confidence that God is in control, and I choose to fully believe in His goodness and faithfulness at work in my life, no matter what I see or feel. It's a contentment that comes from a place of resting in God's love for me. I've come to realize that happiness is a feeling in our soul, and joy is a knowing in our spirit. And the scriptural basis for this can be found in Galatians 5:22, which tells us that one of the fruits of the Spirit in our lives is joy. In other words, the Holy Spirit produces joy in us. And where would that be? In our spirits, since we connect with God spirit to spirit. So what I see is that happiness is soul fruit and joy is spiritual fruit. Now, I am not about to tell you that losing your child will turn into something joyous in your life. But I will tell you, it is possible to have joy again in your life beyond the grief. God says we can have joy in spite of our grief, and I choose to believe His word no matter what my feelings tell me at the moment. And this is a miracle as far as I'm concerned. So many Christians see miracles as something that happens outwardly, such as an unexplainable physical healing or an exact amount of money coming at the exact time of need. And yes, these are miracles. But I think some of the greatest miracles God does is deep inside of us, because only God can change a heart or put shattered pieces of a heart back together. And even if He uses people around us to do this, it can't be done without God's love being at work. God is love. He doesn't just show love. He doesn't just give love. God is love itself, which means that every act of love is God's hand at work, no matter the vessel, no matter where or who that love is flowing through. God has to be there within that because He is love itself. Too often, we sit back in our pain and our grief and we wait for some sort of miracle to happen around us, when the miracle is already inside of us. We can do our part by positioning ourselves in a way that we can receive His hope and receive healing through His love and receive whatever miracle we need, allowing the Holy Spirit to be at work inside of us, growing spiritual fruit in our lives like joy. Before going any further, I want to say that my joy looks and feels differently now. It is another one of those before and after things. It isn't that there is more than one kind of joy, it's just different. I guess you could say the fruit of it looks different now. Before Becca died, I thought that joy meant there was a sparkle in your eye and a spring in your step, but I don't think that way now. In my days of being an international children's minister, I made 8 trips to 4 different countries in Africa. And one thing I noticed is a heaviness that seemed to be on so many of the Christians there. And I think it's because of how hard life can be for them. But at the same time, there was a joy in them. I couldn't understand it, and I couldn't really describe it until Becca died, at least to myself. We can have an undercurrent of joy while at the same time having an undercurrent of grief. One is in our spirit and the other is in our soul. Just because there's a heaviness in my soul doesn't mean I don't have the fruit of joy growing and operating in my spirit. There may be Christians who disagree with me, and that's okay. None of us sees everything clearly or has everything right when it comes to Christianity. We all have blind spots, and we all have to walk in the light we have personally been given within our own individual relationship with the Holy Spirit. I feel it's important to remind ourselves that even though the light of our soul may have gone out, the light of His Spirit inside of us will never go out. Jesus came for that reason, so that the same Spirit who lived inside of Him, guiding and comforting Him while on earth, could also live inside of us to guide and comfort us for our time here. Not from out there somewhere, but directly inside of us. He isn't just Emmanuel, God with us. He is God in us. And that totally boggles my mind when I take time to really think about that. His light and His strength inside of us is what will get us through the darkness and back to a place of light where joy can break through in our lives once again. God has graciously given us many keys to unlock doors of truth that will help us while here on earth. And sometimes those keys seem to be handed directly to us. They're just handed to us. And other times, it seems we need to look for them on our hands and knees in the dark. And the death of our child seems to be one of those times searching for keys in the darkness of a moonless night. In the next lesson, I'm going to hand you 3 keys that will unlock your heart so the Holy Spirit can get in and do His work so that joy can begin to take root and grow. But before you go on to the next lesson to get those keys, I'm going to ask you to do something a bit unusual. I want you to head over to the Facebook page and share a picture of a door that looks like where your heart is right now. Is it thrown wide open with a beautiful garden on the other side? Is it still dark, but the door's cracked open a bit with some light coming through? Or do you feel like you're just looking through the keyhole? Maybe it's still really tightly closed with vines growing all over it. There's no right or wrong answer or picture for this. You can be totally honest. Remember, there's no judgment or shame here for where you are on this journey, and I really look forward to seeing the pictures of these doors. As you heard, I talked about the next lesson, and that's the second reason I wanted to pull a recording for you this week. This is one of the sessions in the Rebuilding Your Life After Child Loss online workshops. If you keep waking up in the same dark place you've been living, where every day feels heavy, joy feels unreachable, and you wonder, will I ever get past this? I had those same thoughts, and I want to speak right into that pain with love and truth. I created a self-study course based on my multiple award-winning book, When Tragedy Strikes. You can read the book, but it's like, okay, so you got there. How do I get there? So I put this course together as a way to gently guide you, grieving parents, out of the suffocating darkness of child loss and back toward that place of light and hope and purpose that I was able to get to. Now, there are 3 workshops, from knowing how to even begin to rebuild your life to working through the darkness and looking toward a future with meaning again. Each workshop includes real tools, heartfelt guidance from me, and a safe place to process what no one else seems to understand. Now, when you sign up for these, you'll receive a free ebook copy of When Tragedy Strikes. And you will also, if you're not already in our private Facebook community, you'll get a link to join us there where you can post. I do have places in there where you can post some of the lessons, some of the things that I suggest you do, and we can share them together there. So you can find it at gpshope.org/WTS course. That WTS stands for When Tragedy Strikes. So it's at gpshope.org/WTS course to learn more and to allow me to walk with you as you rebuild your life with hope and healing. Let's go ahead with this week's birthday segment. Ryan Hines was born on January 7th and is forever 27. This is the only birthday we have for this week. And as always, we celebrate the day our children came into the world. We know it will be a day that is always worth celebrating. If you would like to have your child's birthday shared with the other listeners, I would love to be able to do that for you. Just go to gpshope.org/birthdays. There's a little form with the information we need. Fill it out, submit it, and I will share your son or daughter the week of his or her birthday. And Dave will send you an email to remind you to listen that week. At the end of what we played for you, I talked about sharing a picture of a door that looks like where your heart is right now. Now, each week, the podcast episode is posted on the GPS Hope public Facebook page. And I would love to see some of you share a picture under the post from this episode. What is that door? I'll put a link to the Facebook page in the show notes in case you're not part of it. Now, some of the thoughts or the ideas, is that door thrown wide open with a beautiful garden on the other side? Have you gotten there? Is it still dark, but maybe the door is cracked open with just a little bit of light coming through? Or do you still feel like you're just looking through the keyhole at the other side where other people have gotten, but you don't know how to get there? Or maybe that door is still tightly closed with vines growing all over it. Like I said, there's no right or wrong answer or picture for this. You can be totally honest. There's truly no judgment or shame here at GPS Hope for where you are on this journey. Now, I talked about the keys, and I'm going to be playing that one next week. So until we're together again, remember to hold on. Pain eases. There is hope.